In the headlines, a fish vendor in critical condition after a violent attack at the Cheapside Market this morning. One man in custody. The family of Barbados's latest homicide victim, Rashawn Brathwaite, calls for justice. The U.S. Embassy dismisses as fake a travel advisory on Barbados. And friends and relatives bid farewell to cultural icon and swimming sensation Chris Gibbs today. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details coming up. A fish vendor is in critical condition at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital following a brutal attack at the Cheapside Fish Market this morning. Starcom Network News understands that one man is currently in police custody in connection with the incident. A third individual who attempted to intervene and stop the attack sustained minor injuries and is receiving treatment. Well-known vendor Sharon Bellamy Thompson said vendors are still in shock over the incident.
When I got here this morning, I was coming in and I saw a lot of people running out of the market. So when I got in, I saw lots of police and people running and shirts off. And I walked up to the stall and there was Corey laying on the ground with multiple chops. Because, you know, we have swords here. We don't have knives. We have swords. So it was like a very vicious attack. I really don't know what happened there, what transpired. Because both of the men are very quiet. They don't really talk. Two of them are the most quietest persons in the Bridgestone Fish Market.
Mrs. Bellamy Thompson says the market has since reopened, but their minds are on the victim.
The caution tape is down and work has been resumed as normal, but Corey is in a very serious condition and had not for one of the guys who were throwing rocks and stones and bottles at the one who was doing the chopping, it would have been worse because he tried to lure him off because it was like he kind of tricked. You understand? So, you know, it would be like nothing couldn't get him controlled, but I'm really thankful the guy did what he had to do. And throwing the stones, throwing the rocks, throwing the bottles, anything to get that not to be a murder at the fish market.
That's well-known vendor Sharon Bellamy Thompson. The family of 27-year-old Rashawn Brathwaite is devastated after he was gunned down last night while attending the viewing of his brother's body. The Valleyland St. George resident was fatally shot around 6:40 p.m. on Civilian Road, Bushhall, St. Michael, just outside a funeral home. Rashawn has went to pay respects ahead of his brother's burial this evening. One relative told Starcom Network the back-to-back tragedies have shattered them. The grieving relative described Rashawn as a man deeply devoted to his family, still in shock as he described the terrifying moment.
I am so numb. I am shocked. I haven't even slept. Every time I close my eyes, I can see those guys. I can see the guns. We are viewing his brother and we are just outside because we are burying him this evening. So we were at the viewing. That guy had his niece in his hand and those guys came over there and did what they had to do. It is not right for his mother, right in front of his mother, his entire family. A lot of people don't know Rashawn, but Rashawn is a man that he loves his family. He loves his family. He would do anything for his family. He loved his family. We know the Rashawn that we raised. And Monday would have been his birthday. His brother died 8 days after his birthday in the accident with the bus. So you can understand how the family feel because that accident was a shock to everybody. And now this, we are like destroyed.
The family is praying and calling for justice and closure.
We would like justice for closure. And God is watching. And we will pray that these people will be brought to justice. How could they do that? The girl is mourning her son. It's hard. He was mourning his brother to come outside to this in front of his mother. I mean, I can still hear the shots.
She fell. Everybody fell. Yeah, trying to run on the way.
My knee.
All of us could have been killed too.
Bring back the death penalty. If they start doing something and holding people responsible for their stupid act, Barbados would be better. You're losing all of your young people and you have to hold the people that's bringing in the guns responsible. This is not a Barbados that I grew up in.
The Prime Minister said we love tourism. Look at we are gathering Barbados for the whole year and there are 27, 28 murders already.
the family of Barbados' latest homicide victim, Rashawn Brathwaite. King's counsel Michael Lashley and two of his junior attorneys are filing a defamation of character lawsuit against the Barbados Police Service on behalf of their client, Barry Chandler, who was mistakenly identified by police in a wanted man bulletin. Mr. Lashley told Starcom Network News that even though there was an apology, his client is still seeking damages.
He has to tell me, and of course, we're looking at damages for our reputation. Given the fact that he's a respected entertainer, he's working on the hotel circuit. The offending article affected his work thus far. And of course, we have to look at all those issues when we're looking at the defamation of his character.
King's counsel Michael Lashley in the Lunchtime Edition. The U.S. Embassy is warning the public that a travel advisory circulating online about Barbados is false and is urging individuals to stop sharing or spreading the misinformation. Starcom Network News contacted the embassy this morning, and officials confirmed that no Level 4 Do Not Travel Advisory, the highest issued by the U.S. Department of State, has been issued for Barbados. Instead, the embassy clarified that a Level 1 advisory is currently in effect, which simply advises travelers to exercise normal precautions when visiting the island. The advisory is placed on their website. The U.S. Embassy is calling on the public to rely solely on official channels for accurate information, travel updates, and not to promote unverified information. Roshana Trim has been officially sworn in as the newest government senator. The 30-year-old, who began her involvement in politics at just age 14, held roles in Youth Parliament, the Pink Parliament, and various youth development councils and community organizations. She was sworn in the presence of Prime Minister Mia Motley, her family, and other government officials. Speaking at the State House following the ceremony, Senator Trim said that her focus will remain on youth advocacy and their development.
So this morning, I remain committed to the communities and the persons that I started with and that I plan to continue with throughout this journey, but also to the entirety of Barbados and young people as we continue to work for the best of Barbados and progress and development here in Barbados. So there are many concerns that young people have, and the government has been committed to addressing many of those concerns. And as we continue, things such as ensuring that the education, transformation, food security, and climate change are, of course, top of mind, and also ensuring that we continue to provide opportunities for young people to thrive both in Barbados and abroad are, of course, priority.
That's Barbados News Senator Roshana Trim. Barbados Today said goodbye to one of its most beloved cultural figures, Chris Gibbs, as relatives, friends, and admirers gathered at the Chapel of Coleridge Memorial Gardens for a service of celebration and thanksgiving. Gibbs, a founding member and the bass guitarist of the legendary Barbadian group The Merry Men, passed away on June 17th at the age of 80. His brother, Andrew Gibbs, spoke of Chris as the oldest boy who showed them the way, emphasizing his inspiring achievements in both athletics and music.
We were proud of everything you achieved, from your exploits in the water to your musical talent. You showed determination and creativity. You made us want to sing and dance, to sing "Hello, Mrs. Henry," or "Let me wrap you in my arms." At 58, you became the first Caribbean national to swim the English Channel, and your country awarded you the highest honor, the Order of the Republic. But your greatest achievement was your family, whom you loved so dearly.
Brother, that's Andrew Gibbs, brother of Chris Gibbs. Recapping the headlines. A fish vendor in critical condition after a knife attack at the Cheapside Market, but one man in custody. The family of Barbados' latest homicide victim, Rashawn Brathwaite, calls for justice. The U.S. Embassy dismisses as fake a travel advisory on Barbados. And coming up in sports, the West Indies and Australia in a keen tussle at Kensington Oval. I'm Barry Wilkinson. This has been the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network, news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.